doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, trays of cookies and tins, assorted popcorn at work, holiday parties laden with sugary desserts, family gatherings with tables overloaded with turkey and ham. I was just talking to Dr. Ian. Overate, drinking with my older kids till 11 o'clock at night before I'm hosting at 6 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't that easy. Well, and you gain a lot of weight during the holidays, too. Mm. You really do. And Dr. Ian Smith is in studio, best-selling author, including his most recent book, Eat Your Age. The official recipe book is out. Eat Your Age is coming out in January. His Ash Kane series is fabulous. And here he is. Dr. Ian, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. It's great to see you in person.
Happy holidays to you. I know. This has been, I've said this last year, I say it every year, it was New Year's Day. No, it was New Year's Day at like midnight, just turned at midnight, and we were talking about New Year's resolutions. You came down to the studio, you did like 90 minutes with me on the air in the very beginning. I so appreciate you doing this with me every year.
You too. It's become a ritual for
it has been. It has been. But you're always the man with a plan, and I know that people are already thinking about their New Year's resolutions because now they've totally overeaten.
Yeah,
and
which is okay.
But then resolutions never stick. You start off, the gyms are packed, and then 3 weeks later, it's back to the norm. So, what are the biggest misconceptions that you hear about people who are considering making that transition to a new lifestyle?
Well, let me say two things to start. First of all, growing old is inevitable.
No.
But growing old is inevitable.
Yeah, it is.
But feeling old is not.
That's true.
That's number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, it's never too late to start.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with those two things. I think that the mindset is the most important thing for people this time of the year. And I think, unfortunately, that people... I don't want to do a bad or good, right or wrong, but I think that people need to have an adjustment to their mindset when they look forward to the new year. This is my favorite time of the year, by the way.
Okay.
Because I always think, even symbolically, that the new year is just a clean slate to me.
It is.
And I think that as people look out into 2025 and what they can do and what they can change and who they can become, these are all important thoughts that people should have, I think, at the end of the year. I think that people have to have a perspective of not just that the glass is half full, but also have context of what's happened in the past and then what they can do to go forward, right? And people who avoid an understanding of where they are, whether it's what your weight is, what your blood pressure is, what are some of your bad habits, acknowledging them. When you avoid understanding where you are, then it's very difficult to know where you need to go.
That's very interesting. That's very, very interesting.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I encourage people all the time. I say, listen, take stock of where you are in life. Relationships, weight, habits, everything, finances, and then see.
I'm sucking it in as you're talking about.
Stop it! You don't need to suck it in.
I don't. I don't.
But then, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
And then, how do you want to get there? And so, with Eat Your Age, this is my way of helping people understand that for every decade of your life, your body changes.
Mm-hmm.
And when your body changes, as you and I both know, I'm 55. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm 25, honestly. Like I
57, I feel like I'm 45, but I could get there.
I could reverse a little more. But the idea is that for every decade of your life, as your body is changing, your body's needs change.
Mm-hmm.
What you needed in your 30s is not what you need in your 50s and 60s.
Right.
What you could do in your 30s, you may not be able to do in your 50s and 60s, but it doesn't mean that there should be resignation, that you should withdraw from things that fulfill you, activities, things that have brought you pleasure. Doesn't mean you can't continue to do them. You just may need to do them now in a different way.
That's been always your philosophy. In every book you come out with, you don't have to blow everything for this, but you have to manage what you're doing.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, life is short. I mean, I was just sitting here looking at, I'm writing a screenplay for one of my novels, The Ancient Nine, the Secret Society novel. So I'm finishing up the screenplay for that. And when you go to Hollywood with these screenplays, you try to package it, which means you have a screenplay, then you try to get a director attached to the project who says, I want to do it. You try to get some actors. So I was sitting there. There's a role in the screenplay of an older white man who is very professorial to the main character. Mm-hmm. But he's got to be old. So I'm Googling older white male actors. Wow. I didn't realize how old these people who I have watched and loved my entire life, how old they are now. Yeah. They're in their 90s.
Like Gene Hackman. And
so, Gene Hackman.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Who knew Dustin
Hoffman? Right?
87 or something.
Yeah. It's wild, yeah.
Excuse me, who knew they were so old? But my point to this part of the story is that you only have one shot here, Jack Nicholson. You only have one shot. No matter how glorious and how big you were, we're all aging.
It's true.
And so the question becomes for people, the question they have to answer is, how do they want to do it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm answering. Very, how do I want to do it, right?
And we're going to break some of that down. And he talks about food is medicine. And in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, that food changes. We're talking to Dr. Ian Smith. The new book is Eat Your Age. All right, we're talking to Dr. Ian Smith at State Player. And for Bob Surratt this morning, we're talking about his new book, Eat Your Age, Feel Younger, Be Happier, Live Longer. And there's no, you can start at any time, as you said, right, Dr. Ian?
Too late.
Oh, let me get you up there. There we go.
Never too late.
Yeah.
And I think that people have to have the mentality that it's also about making small changes.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that you have to have big, big changes in order to yield nice results. And it's not true. You know, making a change of a habit and giving yourself 10 to 14 days to do that, whether it's reducing the amount of red meat that you eat, which is what I did. You know, I love red meat. I love red meat. Love steak. But I was eating red meat four times a week.
Wow.
It was just too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I decided to slowly go back. And I said, well, can I go down to 3 servings a week?
Yeah.
Can I go to 2? Mm-hmm. And I really weaned myself to the point that I may have red meat once every 3 or 4 months.
And you just really enjoy it in those moments you have it.
Yeah.
Right?
And when I have it, I'm happy to have it, but I don't miss it per se. And I also have filled the void with healthier, you know, leaner protein, whether it's fish or chicken. Oh, by the way, let me just say, let me do some business here. For Eat Your Age, I'm doing a virtual boot camp.
Starting, those, yeah.
Yeah, January 6th.
Okay.
It's free for those who are going to get the book and follow the plan. It's a weekly Zoom session. We have a group where we post questions, comments. I have a fitness app called funfitnessbros.com where it's free. Mm-hmm. So they're workouts. So if you are interested in being part of the virtual boot camp and for Eat Your Age, just send me an email. It's the title of the book, eatyourage@gmail.com. eatyourage@gmail.com. And just say, hey, listen, I want to join the boot camp, and I'll send you the link to join the group. We already have a lot of people in the group. Once we're starting January 6th, it's going to be fun. Some people want to lose weight, but some people just want to feel better
and
look better.
Absolutely.
Right? They want to lower their blood pressure, lower their cholesterol level.
Look sexy.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing wrong with that. Well, I was saying between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I do indulge, and I enjoy all the special holiday sweets and then the traditions that we have, but you know, I'm engaged to someone, I'll say slightly younger than me, but like I want to look better and I also want to feel better. And I want to not only be around for my kids, but from my second marriage, I want to be around for a while. So I really kind of managed all that I did. And usually the day after Christmas, I feel, well, I did because I had a couple extra bourbons last night, but usually I just feel just exhausted by the experience of eating. I feel great. And you can make a change and you can make that consciously, that conscious effort at any time. The other thing you said during the break was that, you know, you go out and you have a piece of cake, you only eat a little bit of it and you enjoy it maybe a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day. You don't have to have everything you order, everything you cook in that moment.
Well, I think that a good hack, a good food hack for people is, I love chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. I was at the Bulls game the other night and the dessert cart came, I got a piece of chocolate cake. However, and I'm always very honest with people. I eat almost everything, and I post it on my Instagram page, which is at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. But I always post what I'm eating. So I posted the chocolate cake that I was eating, but I only ate a quarter of it.
Yeah,
that's it. And I was fine with that.
Yeah.
And you'll see the rest of it is there. I don't need the rest of it. And I think that if people can do more moderation, then on balance, they can have almost anything that they want.
You got to retrain your brain.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Really do. I want to highlight just a couple things. You say since food is medicine, it'll teach you what to eat at every age to prevent life-threatening diseases. So, for example, in your 30s, you know, vitamin B6 is really important. So the milk, the ricotta cheese, the tuna eggs, sweet potato bananas, magnesium, Brussels sprouts, cauliflowers, it does then pivot a little bit in your 40s. and you're doing plant-based milk, avocado, spinach, chickpeas. 50s is pineapple, papaya, kiwi fruit, asparagus, yogurt, sauerkraut, turmeric, squash, carrots. 60s, omega-3, critically important fatty fish like salmon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is how the book is laid out. So for each decade, I'm going to give you your top 10 nutrients for your decade. I'm going to give you the best exercises for your decade. How you exercise in your 30s, you may not be able to do in your 70s, okay? I'm going to tell you what numbers you need to know for your decade. Is it blood pressure, cholesterol, hemoglobin A1C, which is connected to your diabetes profile? I'm also going to tell you what diseases or illnesses should you be aware of that are typically lurking during your decade. One of these things start popping up.
Too.
And family history. Yeah. And so the book really is broken down for everyone from 30s to 60s plus to be able to see what they need to know and what changes they can make in order to feel better. And once again, you just can't say this enough. It's never too late to start making changes. And mm-hmm. what's sad to me is when people have a resignation that the ship has sailed. I can't get this weight off. I can't lower my blood pressure. I can't get my cholesterol level down. I can't walk better. It's just not true.
I'm going to say this, and this is not an ego thing by any means. Like, I do feel like I take pretty good care of myself, and I see people, you know, that I know are my age, and they don't look like my age. I feel they look 10 years older. They're pale in the face. They look ashy in the face. Like, it's just, and I know they're not taking care of themselves. And like, at what point do you give up? I don't get it. I never want to give up. I want to be doing my thing until I'm in the box, man.
So I'm sitting there yesterday. I'm watching The Crown, the last season of The Crown, right? And Queen Elizabeth is considering her funeral. Mm-hmm. And they're saying to her, you know, here's your transition. Yeah. You got to think about it. And so she's actually going through laying out her funeral. And as she's in there looking at what they've set up for her, a model of what the procession is going to look like, she's having all these thoughts. And her husband, the Duke, said to her, this, having these thoughts will actually get you going.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Meaning you're looking at the end, but we got more work to do.
You'll get there a lot faster.
Right. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that people today, and once they get Eat Your Age and they join the boot camp, I'm hoping that people will have the perspective that an end will come for all of us.
Yeah.
But how we get to the end is still in our control.
It's up to us.
Yeah.
It's up to us. And then real quick, there's also an official recipe book, which is almost as big as the main book. That's already out there. It's like 150 delicious and affordable recipes.
Tash. Tasty. Affordable, simple, healthy recipes, 150, very easy. Most of them are 30 minutes or less. And when you do the money part of it, about $3 a serving. So I purposely made this book for people who are not the greatest chefs in the world, who don't have access to the fanciest foods. It's for the everyday bloke who really just wants to have good food, have tasty, and be healthy.
Eat Your Age, Feel Younger, Be Happier, Live Longer, a simple guide for every decade of your life, comes out January 7th.
But you can order it now and send me an email, eatyourage@gmail.com.
Because you always lean into it, and you can do it along with you.
That's right.
Which I love. Thanks, Dr. Ian.
Always good to see you.
Always a pleasure. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you.
You too, and your family.
We'll talk soon.